This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It can be a challenge for many this time of year to make sure the timing for dollars going out of a bank account matches up with the timing of the dollars coming in, with the risk of overdraft fees and other penalties if those numbers don't quite line up. Many people associate overdraft fees with large commercial banks, and that's understandable. Last year, they brought in nearly $8 billion in overdraft revenue. But turns out, those fees are big business for some credit unions, too. A law passed last year in California is revealing how much these not-for-profit financial institutions are collecting from customers whose checking accounts go negative. KPBS's Scott Rodd in San Diego has this story.
Curtis Fitzgerald has been going to this San Diego County Credit Union branch for years.
I see the credit union ideally as a part of the fabric of the community.
But his feelings towards San Diego County Credit Union started to sour somewhat when his son Antonio began banking here. Fitzgerald says Antonio worked hard, but he always seemed to be running out of money.
He's only 20 and he's not a financial wizard, he would admit. So finally he came to me one day. And he said, well, what is this $32 fee?
It was an overdraft penalty, and a look at Antonio's account statements revealed he'd paid a number of them. Fitzgerald worked with his son on money management and talked about how to avoid overdrafts going forward. The credit union's overdraft policy is easily accessible, and Antonio, of course, can check his account balance at any time. Still, Fitzgerald felt the penalties were excessive.
It seems like a credit union shouldn't be charging someone $32 for a transaction that's, you know, $10 or $20 or whatever. I mean, four times a day, maybe even.
It seemed to Fitzgerald more like something you'd expect from a big bank. And that was ironic, considering San Diego County Credit Union's ads that lampoon greedy banks. In one commercial, when a customer asks a question, the banker only responds with one word.
So, you offer free checking, right?
Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
The credit union is trying to set itself apart.
ATMs. We're nothing like a big bank. We're better.
San Diego County Credit Union, which declined an interview request, collected $18 million in overdraft fees last year. All told, credit unions chartered in California generated $250 million in overdraft revenue, according to state data. For years, big banks have had to disclose proceeds from overdrafts. But Aaron Klein, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says credit unions, on the other hand,
have largely escaped scrutiny on overdraft by a combination of wrapping themselves in the good guy flag as a nonprofit, mission-oriented entity, and by not releasing data to the public.
California's new law is changing that. All state-chartered credit unions and banks are now required to disclose how much they generate in overdraft revenue. Klein argues overdraft fees disproportionately impact low-income customers and can make their financial situations worse.
Regulators should treat overdraft as the five-alarm fire that it has burning through low-income communities and families living paycheck to paycheck.
But some credit unions, which often tout their connection to the community, push back on this characterization.
We call it a service. We don't call it a fee. It's not a junk fee.
Bill Burney is the CEO of Frontwave Credit Union in Oceanside. He says many of his customers rely on overdraft withdrawals at the end of the month as a kind of bridge before their next payday. That said, Frontwave collected nearly $8 million in overdraft fees last year. And without that revenue, the credit union's financial records indicate in 2022, it could have lost money.
So it is an important source of income to us. I just don't think we do it in a predatory way.
Big banks have faced scalding criticism for their overdraft practices in recent years, from politicians and the public. And now overdraft revenue at big banks is down. Some have created overdraft grace periods, while others have eliminated the fees altogether. Advocates hope the new law in California forces credit unions across the country to also open their books. In San Diego, I'm Scott Rodd for Marketplace.